This is a HeadGum Original.
Cute, I never noticed that.
So the theme song is playing. This is something you guys would know if you put the headphones on.
I can hear it.
You can hear it. That's what I was saying.
Because it's so loud.
It's blaring.
Just to have the headphones near us
sometimes
is good enough.
Yeah, I worry that it's not enough.
And these headphones, like, especially physically hurt. And then the auditory experience you bring
They don't
to the...
hurt. They're just physically uncomfortable. And then the levels hurt.
Yes, exactly. So it's pain on pain. This way is a little more pleasant. And we're all in the same room, so we don't have to wear them.
Gain on gain, though, because I turned the DB up a lot.
Yeah,
like,
you
you're
said it was
screaming
really hot
to me
in
right
your
now.
Cans that it was getting very loud.
But it's making other joy happen in my ears. I got 5 hours of sleep last night. That's
Why?
What we're working with. I don't know. I went to bed at midnight, woke up at 6, couldn't go back to sleep.
Well, okay, here's a start. You need to go to bed earlier than midnight.
That's what everyone says. I'm like, I can't do it.
It's hard.
It's hard. When do you go to sleep?
I also go to sleep at
midnight-ish.
Yeah.
Depends on the day. If I'm tired, I'll go to bed at 10. If I'm...
Okay, you know what? This is a segment that we did have. I'm gonna make it happen early. Mm. And it is because of what you just said.
Also, midnight to 6 is 6 hours, not 5.
Have you ever seen Jeff's desktop?
No.
It's a fucking mess.
That makes sense.
Bonkers. I've never seen so much stuff. And I thought, like, Mac's, like, group things now. Like,
yeah,
all your screenshots.
That,
yeah, like.
All right, I just texted you guys a script.
Okay, okay.
This is a very short play called Blumenfeld's 12. You guys are playing your own name.
Okay.
All right, I'll do scene direction. Because I don't have any lines. Blumenfeld's 12 by Jeffrey James.
You think I'm 50 years old? Let me ask you something. How old do you think I am?
48.
You think I'm 48 years old?
52.
Beat, Amir takes this in, then he turns to Allie.
Do I look 50 to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, only from the neck up.
I have a lot of notes for Amir and Grace. Allie, you were perfect.
Why is this called Blumenfeld's 12?
We'll get to that. We're going to do another read. We're going to see if you guys can take direction.
Allie's
perfect. She doesn't need the direction. But Amir, if you could be more like incredulous. And Grace, if you could try and speak in an American accent so people can understand what the fuck you're saying. That'd be great.
Why do you don't want us to use our phone?
It doesn't matter. Blumenfeld's 12 by Jeffrey James.
I think I'd be off book, to be honest. I could do it with my eyes closed.
You think I'm 50 years old? Let me ask you something. How old do you think I am?
48.
You think I'm 48 years old?
52?
Do I look 50 to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, only from the neck up.
Was that a British accent?
I thought it would be fun if we swapped.
Yeah, but it was not fully clear.
We all got it.
Only from the neck up.
Step up a lip and all that.
Flowers for sale. You're all over the place today, man.
50 years old. Yes. Let me ask you something. How old do you think I am?
48.
I think I'm 48 years old.
52.
I look 50 to you.
Yeah.
Really? Well, I mean, you know, only from the neck up.
And you did it in a British accent.
Come on.
Allie knew.
Ocean's 12. So that was Blumenfeld's 12. I saw that on Instagram. It made me think of you a lot.
Well, that's crazy that it says George Clooney was 42 when they shot that.
I know. And he looks great. What's your excuse?
Well, he's a handsome man, but he looks older than 42, I would think. Or maybe I just always think of him as like a 50-year-old.
There's no reason you shouldn't be Clooney-level handsome.
I mean, Clooney-level handsome is a really high bar. That's like
yeah,
one
but
of
you
the
have
most,
the salt and pepper probably... going. You have a lot going for you. And I feel like you work against the grain. Can we back me up a little bit?
I do think you don't look dissimilar to George Clooney.
Thank you. That's the nicest
thing. I'm saying
thing
you look like Clooney if he let himself go.
How is that? I look like Clooney, like Gray said, But I don't look exactly like Clooney. Clooney's a, one of the, I think, probably the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine that year.
A couple of times.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a really,
so
really
high
bar.
Take what there is in compliments from what we're saying, but also take the note. Effort is what you're missing. That's the difference between you and George.
Really?
I don't know. At least we're talking about something.
This is pretty high effort for me. I'm, like, in a polo. I'm wearing pants instead of
shorts.
He's
wearing a suit.
Yeah, but he's in Ocean's 12. Yeah.
We're all wearing costumes. We all put on airs.
Ugh, life's a stage.
And all the men and women merely players. You think I should wear a suit to this podcast recording?
Allie, could you read this poem?
Sure. I'm not asking you to hold me together. I'm asking you to open so wide. There's room for all the ways I come apart. James A. Pearson.
That's harder. That's harder to do.
Reminded me of, like, Tumblr in high school.
I'm not asking you to hold me together. That would be kind of medium difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you to open so wide there's room for all the ways I come apart. That's more. That's asking more of the person.
It's kind of obscene in a way.
Yeah.
Well, to me, Goatsy has been on the brain because it came up in a podcast that was released
yesterday. You do bring
yesterday.
Up Goatsy a lot.
Well, it's just when it comes up, and in this case it did because it was talking about opening so wide.
Yeah.
And what is this?
Yeah.
It came up on Too Scary Didn't Watch the episode together. I can't remember how, but
Goatsy is the famous internet photo of the guy ripping his own anal.
Sorry, I didn't get you. Didn't understand the original one.
You can hear it for sure.
Yeah, it's so loud.
My bond of the week is Nadine Rosenblum.
Okay.
She's the leading lactation expert at Johns Hopkins.
Because it's time for a James Blonde.
No, it's time for a James Motherly Bond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, imagine 007 in an adult nursing relationship with M.
Is M still, I was going to say Ving Rhames. No, what's his name?
Ray M Fiennes. Was Judy Dench. Oh, Ralph Fiennes.
Thank you. Mallory.
That's fine. That's Fiennes.
That's totally
I wouldn't mind
Fiennes.
Him suckling at Ralph.
Yeah. Okay. It's really hot in here.
It's really, really scalding, and I'm on such little sleep.
So you go to bed at midnight.
Yes.
Are you sleeping all the way to 6, or are you waking up in
slept
the middle of the night?
Slept great till 6. My HRV was high. My Oura Ring caught it.
Uh-huh.
The reason I know I only slept 5 of those 6 hours was because of my Oura Ring.
Mm. And what, you wake up and it tells you you were asleep for 5 hours?
5 hours, 9 minutes.
Should I get one, or do you think it makes things worse by just having too much knowledge?
I think if there's specific things you're working on with your health, it can be really helpful.
Okay.
And are you working for things that are beyond sleep?
I just want my brain to feel normal again.
Okay. So the sleep helps?
It does. It's one of the only things that helps.
Mm.
But those 5 hours were strong. Like, I'm not that... I could be more tired. But it should have been 8 hours, not 5.
What'd you do from 6 to 8?
I tried to fall back asleep, and then eventually I got up and showered.
I got up and cowered.
But when you try to fall back asleep.
Sure, sure.
That's just you really horizontal, but like, it's almost like a one-man show for yourself, just like man sleeping.
And the aura knows that's not sleep.
They know you're acting.
Taunting me, yeah. Like, actually you're indicating. You're, well, you know.
Yeah, because sometimes when I can't sleep, I have to like get up and walk around or like go do something and then come back.
Oh. I did get a call from Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Took right the call. Now? No. At 6:55.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to get an appointment with the UPMC Concussion Clinic because they're like the leading clinic. And they
in
do
Pittsburgh?
I wasn't even close to them.
I don't know what you heard
they
about
do,
me.
Thank you. And feel free to like giving that. Even as I'm talking, you can.
Well, I'm done. You can carry on.
Because I'm the motherfucking UPMC.
Yeah. Things are
sorry about that.
Heard about
yeah,
me.
No, they do like out of towners. You go and you just do all your appointments in one day.
That's
yeah.
So nice.
And you have to go to Pittsburgh for that.
So, yeah. But they only have a couple slots every week. This is not what we should be talking about.
Do they take your insurance?
They take insurance. It's like a university accredited program.
Interesting.
Because there's this place in Utah that's closer, but they don't take insurance and they're wildly expensive. This other place is fine. The scans are expensive, but the visit's not.
Can we get a static check? I know you do 1 through 10.
Better. 3. 2. Huh. I'm getting some 2s.
Wow.
Twos or threes out of 10. Like right now.
Hardly anything.
If I stare at the wall, I can make it happen. But I feel like if any of us do that, it could be, you know what I mean?
Just you.
No, if you stare at that blank wall for like 15 seconds, do you start to see some static?
What do you mean static?
I'm going to kill myself.
Dana, Dana.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. I used to stare at my like school classroom rug a lot, like in third grade, and it had this specific pattern where if you kind of let your eyes go out of focus a little, like looking at a magic eye,
yeah,
I could kind of do it and get some stuff moving around.
Yeah,
so I would zone out and just get very lost in the sauce of like sort of like the clouds of the carpet. Yeah.
You're talking about daydreaming.
No,
I have
no.
a severe neurological underlying disorder.
I'm not talking about daydreaming though. It's like. It was a very specific carpet.
That's funny.
Did you get flagged for attention issues or?
No, the opposite. They said I was gifted.
Too focused.
And that's the curse.
What about white?
That's the curse.
The white ceiling right there.
What about the white ceiling?
Static? If you stare.
No.
Cut all of that.
Doesn't the curse, the episode that was bad a few weeks ago was the four of us and now we've like got the band back together and it's still like. Oh no!
This is the one that you have to cut from like an hour and 10 down to like 38.
Like 22 segments and 20 minutes out
then
of
you
it.
Might need to do that for this one.
Oh yeah, that made me realize I was so bad at geography.
Oh yeah.
We had
coins. And
this is why we have to wear headphones.
I can hear it. The eagle. We can hear it.
Word of the day is all.
We just don't respect you.
Fragilitaint.
No.
It's like fragile. It's
a fragile taint.
No, it's when your grundle can hardly take a beating.
Yeah, that's what Grace was saying.
I like the poetry to my sentence.
Grundle.
Yes.
Does grundle mean taint?
I don't care. What about a book called The Summer? This is a very horny episode. I'm really sorry.
So we're just breezing by the bond. We're breezing by the word.
Do you guys have bonds
name.
Of the week?
I guess it doesn't matter.
George Clooney being 42.
It feels like we all just had lunch.
Yeah, because it's a late afternoon record.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And the lights are bright, and it's hot in here.
It's scalding.
I assume we're all sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Are you? Well, how much sleep do you get?
Not enough, for sure. I was up a lot last night, too.
Yeah, that's funny.
Chicken wakes me up every night around, like, maybe 5 a.m.-ish for breakfast.
That's tough.
And so I wake up, feed her, and then she has to have drinkies, which is what I call turning on my left sink. It's the only place she drinks water from. And then I can go back to bed. But I realized last night that I was out of cat food and that I had a box delivered that was in my mail room. So I, in the middle of the night, had to, like, go do that, come back up, open. It was, like, a whole thing.
And then by the time.
Yeah.
Still dark out.
It's still dark out. Yeah.
And you just didn't go back to sleep.
No, I did, but like, you know, by the time you finally get comfy, it's like from 7 to 8. And then I pressed snooze for a half an hour. And then here we are.
So we probably slept the same amount.
Yeah.
Grace?
My sleep.
Are you doing
a
Marika impression? Let's get it. Let's pick up the pace in a way.
You're going to cut that or leave that?
My sleep good.
Oh, that's classic.
Well, now you sound like Will Conover.
We're all
my sleep good.
I don't have a problem sleeping. I'm not
8 hours, 9 hours.
No, it's a kind of a point 12. Of attention because I'm sleeping on an air mattress on my friend's floor, and we're on different schedules, so it's a little bit contentious deciding when is bedtime and when is morning time.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think bedtime is?
Me bedtime
sorry about that. When do
no,
you
no you aren't you have never remorse ever.
That's how normal you are. Cut that. There's like
what can
30
you
seconds.
Keep do you think so far?
I'll keep it all, it'll be fine. I generally between like 10 and 11 I want to be in bed around them. And then I'm up at like 7.
What? That's normal.
That's like actually what is ideal, apparently, when they do sleep schedules, is to go to bed between 10 and 11 and wake up between 7 and 8.
Yeah.
Have you done a sleep study?
No. They wouldn't let a man like
where like
that.
You like sleep.
Do you want, should
lab.
We do one now?
Is that crazy?
That could be a good segment.
Just that I do an EEG guided sleep
you
study.
You take a nap and we'll like observe.
Decide whether that was good or not.
Yeah. Just on vibe.
I don't know how the episode's going to go on from there because you don't have the outline.
Oh, right. Yeah. True.
Yeah. That's true. Although I can just take your computer.
But you're saying
when
that's true, like it's not a complete halt of the idea.
Yeah.
You're trying to engineer a way where this could
work. That's a challenge, but it's not a non-starter.
It's more than a speed bump.
If you're absolutely past the FO, we can take your computer and read the outline. I mean, how hard can it be? You click play on a Clooney video, you say Bond of the Week.
Well, all the videos are pretty
Nadine
much done.
Rosenblum, was it? I can say that.
A lot of these. Expert
you
from
read
Johns
a poem
Hopkins.
About opening hole.
Yeah.
Opening your arms wide. It's not your ass.
Yet.
What about a book called The Summer I Was Hung? It chronicles the summer that Lance Thirdleg spent in Zurich, where he woke up one day and realized that he was packing pipe. He falls in love with a petite Swiss girl named Nikki.
Named what?
Nikki.
How do you spell that?
N-I-K-K-I. Mm-hmm. Only to have his heart shattered on Labor Day, due to the return of his tiny little pecker. She broke up with him sight unseen. Mm-mm. Sight small peen.
Does Zurich have Labor Day?
Will Conover would have loved that.
Cut that.
Does Zurich have Labor Day?
And we'll put that on the soundboard.
Great.
I mean, that's a valid question because you did say it takes place over Labor Day in Zurich.
But Labor Day exists whether they celebrate it or not. You know what I mean? Like
you're
what
there,
is Monday?
Then.
Like Monday is September 1st and that's Labor Day.
Yeah.
In Zurich, Labor Day will, like, you, it would just be September 1st.
Right.
The end of summer. Don't yawn because it signals to the audience that the episode is slow.
It is slow.
Have you watched, what do you know about The Summer I Turned Pretty? I know nothing. I've watched nothing. I've only seen online discourse about the brothers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Summer I Turned Pretty, is that recent?
Yeah.
What is it?
It is a Amazon Prime show that it blows up my feed every single week. And it is about a girl whose name is Belly.
Mm.
And I don't, maybe it's short for Isabel. I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know her. And
it's short for stomach.
She come and I think she goes to the same place every summer with her family. I think there's another family and their family friends.
Yep.
And I think that one summer she comes back hot.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, everyone's like, wait, check out Belly. Like, things are different now. And there's two brothers, and then she dates one brother, and then she dates the other brother. And then there's a whole thing because both brothers are in love with her, and she has to choose.
It's just something she had a great time.
I know.
It sounds like
I've only seen pictures. They both have blonde hair, these brothers. Mm. And they both have the type of like boy haircut that's like very Gen Z now, where it's sort of like very bang heavy forward poof.
Yeah.
Curly hair.
What do you guys think about that? Yeah. Haircut? I don't love it.
I don't love it.
I feel like it would make a greasy forehead.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's of the time, the same way that like the Bieber of the 2010s. Like it's good to have
That's the swoop of now. Yeah, is
I had the
yeah.
swoop.
Poof.
You had the swoop
growing up, yeah.
What was your favorite haircut you've ever had? This one?
I like this one.
It's fun.
The swoop was not right for my head.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to look like a surfer, so I curled the sides. And I maybe because I was a growing person. My hair just remembered that.
Yeah.
And then I started to hate how it looked, but if it was down near my ears, it would curl on its own. I was like, this looks like shit.
That's so funny.
Cut that.
So what do we keep?
I'm waiting for the episode to start.
Oh!
An ad.
Oh my God.
Welcome to HeadGum Podcast Bench.
Thank you.
This is like that improv game Park Bench, only each of you will have a tiny little secret. So two-person scenes,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to feed you your secret.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this over text.
Secret?
If you don't want to participate, you can just fall silent / ill.
I was asking you what it looks like and how to do it. Do we have to get our secret out?
In the scene at some point. It could be right up top. It could be in the middle. It could be at the very end. This is going to be Amir and Allie.
Okay.
Your job, by the way, Amir, is to not let her get the secret out.
Sorry,
I'm trying to reveal my secret and he's trying to shut it down?
In a way. But he doesn't know what the secret is, so he might just be shutting down everything you say. Or you might be more strategic about it.
Okay.
Winner takes all.
Oh, okay.
Do you know in the bus usually comes? Oh my God, are you sick?
No. No, it should be any minute. Usually it's now, but I guess it's late.
Yeah, because I'm getting over a cold. So if you actually are sick, maybe I'll get the bus at the next stop or something. I can walk the 6 blocks.
No. You please just sit right here. I just really want company. I don't want to get on the bus
That's
alone.
Okay.
I'm not.
It's warm out today. They said that it was a cool summer, but it's finally catching up to us.
Really? I can't.
I just feel like it's always like hottest in September, and like July and August are like just an extension of spring at this point.
I'm glad you said that, because I feel really, really, really hot right now. I'm sweating. I feel like my skin feels more hot. Like, ow.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like.
Here comes the bus.
Oh.
Hit us. Hit us. What's
Sorry,
that?
Excuse me.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, it was, I almost
time
coughed.
To board.
Oh.
Pink, 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 pink.
Oh.
One ticket, please. How do I pay?
He left. I'm still on the bench with my secret.
Secret. You didn't say your secret.
I can say my secret right now.
At any point you could have said it.
I don't know if I understand the game.
That's the secret.
No, we have to stick with this. Now you have to get on the next bus.
I'm already on the bus, so
he has to catch up.
I'm trying to tell him my secret insistently, and he's trying to shut me down.
You have to get a lift to the next bus stop.
So it's the opposite of party quirks.
It's I don't know what that is.
It's where you have a weird quirk
COVID.
Or secret, and then they have to guess
what it is.
She had COVID.
So I was
at some point,
right.
Well, you were, and then I was trying to hide it, but I guess I should have said,
no, you're
I'm
trying
super
to get it out.
Sick.
Yeah. He's trying to hide it. He's trying to not make it.
Yeah.
I think it.
He said, I'm trying to avoid hearing the secret.
Yeah.
Which
he's
weird.
Trying to shut
but
you
I'm
down.
I'm desperate to
and
tell
not
you
let
the
you
secret.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I try again?
We should be playing the way you, Allie thought we were playing,
which is
I have
how
to
we
guess.
The or
secret.
You have to guess.
Yes,
that's what
exactly.
I was gonna say.
She can't say it, but I have to figure it out.
If I can't.
That's what it's been the whole time. You guys haven't understood.
No. Well, you did the opposite in the past.
No, yeah, you explained it as the opposite.
But you guys don't understand.
We do understand.
Allie's idea is what my idea was, because you said it was really good.
Yes.
Oh, I
You're
understand.
Trying to
so now we're having.
It's like, have you played Party Quirks? It's kind of like that. You have a little secret.
Can I have a new secret?
Yeah, you can have a new secret. I'll text it to you.
Dirty little secret. Dirty little secret.
From the soundtrack of John Tucker Must Die. Amir, have you ever seen John Tucker Must Die?
Oh, yeah, and House Bunny.
No.
House Bunny was great.
House Bunny's great.
Lead singer of the All-American Rejects?
Yeah.
So, his acting debut, one-hit wonder.
No.
In the acting sphere?
He's
not quite on the music.
Because he was also in an episode of House.
One episode? Guest star?
Cut that.
He could have done
himself.
Much more. Cut that?
Cut it.
Action.
I'm having some champagne while I wait for my bus. Do you want some?
I'm okay. It's 10 in the morning.
I'm celebrating.
Cool.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even tell you. But I want to here. Really bad.
Sorry, pause. It's really funny to drink champagne while you wait for the bus. Action.
Today's the best day of my life.
Nice.
And I'm dying to talk about it.
Yeah, I know. I could talk. Pretty much alone.
You might not understand it, but I want... Mm-hmm.
We see all cell service everywhere worldwide goes cut.
Okay, so here's why I'm celebrating. And I also have some cigarettes, too.
Okay, really
Because,
nice.
Again, it's a party.
Thank you. I really, really, really have to get to work before...
Okay, but...
long, so I might have to just call a lift or something.
Okay, but I'm really excited and I'm having the best day of my life because something that maybe people think would be horrible happened, but I feel good about it.
You're a COVID denier, and the fact that you got COVID makes you realize that your entire life has been lived in vain.
Are you wondering why I'm wearing all black?
I'm curious about that for sure, because it's very hot out.
It's because I'm coming back from a funeral.
You are celebrating the demise of an enemy?
Wait, hold on one second.
Sure.
Kazoo.
You killed someone on New Year's Eve, and now you're celebrating as though the clock just hit midnight, even though it's 10 in the morning on September 3rd.
Do you ever watch drag?
No.
I was thinking if I could be a drag queen, my name would be Patricide.
Okay, so you are celebrating the fact that you killed your father yesterday and you came back from a funeral and you're excited because you get his inheritance?
Well, and my name would be Patra and then Side.
Yeah. Any guesses as to what the secret is?
Is that the secret?
You killed your father.
Well, he died and I'm happy.
Okay. She's happy that her dad is dead.
I said that.
No, you said you're happy that you killed your dad.
Well, I kind of made it feel that way.
Yeah.
Because that's some color that I added.
We got there. Why are you pissed?
I'm just wondering what the champagne was for.
Celebrating the death because I'm happy.
Got it.
All right. Now that's Amir, Grace, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Amir, you're going to have a little secret.
Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for meeting me here. This is really awkward, but you're the only person that can help.
That's okay. What can I do?
Well, as you know, I have a situation. Mm-hmm. And your Yelp review actually mentioned that you've helped someone out of this thing before. So, yeah, I don't know if you want me to bend over or how you get started, but I'm kind of in a lot of pain.
Can you describe it?
I have a pear in my ass.
And you saw
you
my...
You didn't quite play the game yep. right.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say it.
You can't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, his secret was that he had a...
And can you...
An Asian brown. And
yeah, you sent me that. You sent me 5 pears in the mail.
Well, last week... Why don't you tell him?
That's pretty much it.
Last week's episode was truth or pear, uh-huh. and it was like if people didn't want to answer the question, they'd have to send a pear to your house.
Okay.
So I got you 5 Asian browns.
Yes, you did.
Sort of
5 pears showed up at my house.
Sort of the mm-hmm. me of pears.
Yeah.
I guess Allie or Amir have to give you a secret for ours.
Okay, I'll give you a secret.
Who?
Grace.
Okay.
A lot of dead air.
Oh, the whole episode. Touch a secret.
Yeah. I came up with, you have a pear in your ass within milliseconds.
This might be better than that.
Really?
Can I see what it is?
Hi.
Hey.
What brings you here?
I was just, yeah, sitting on the bench. I was going to have my lunch. I'm on my lunch break, so.
Oh, the champagne.
Yeah, I can't get enough of this shit. It's my favorite drink. It's not a problem if you only have 3.
You couldn't lend me any money, could you?
I'm obviously not quite a spendthrift because I do buy champagne with lunch.
Mm-hmm. You look like you've got a few doubloons on you.
I don't make a habit out of like lending money to strangers.
Okay.
And you don't seem like...
Well, you don't have to lend. You could just give. Or I could just take.
Maybe. I just... You seem like you're fine. Like, do you have a job?
Oh, yeah. I'm missing a leg. From right. the knee down.
Sorry. I just...
You can see.
Well, you're wearing pants, so I can't quite tell. Okay, I guess now I can notice it's deflated.
Here's my wooden leg. So, yeah, I've fallen on hard times. That's why I'm getting the bus.
I thought they had like highly realistic prosthetics these days, not wood. That looks like the bottom of a couch.
Do you know how much they cost?
I don't.
Well, they're quite expensive.
I don't have cash. What's your Venmo? Like, no one has cash anymore. Why would you, like, going around in public asking for money, you have to have a Venmo.
Sorry, I like physical treasure. I like being able to hold coins. I want to... You know what? You don't get it.
What do you do for a living?
I sail.
You sail?
I sail. What do you do for a
pirate.
Living?
You're a pirate.
Maybe.
There's something. There's a twist on that.
Okay. Golden doubloons. You have a peg leg.
No,
sorry,
you know,
if that's
I don't
want to
talk about it. No.
You've only wanted to talk about it. That's what this whole thing has been. You struck
I
up
I don't,
a
like, you drawing attention to it. It's okay when I do it, but it's different when
I'm
other
not drawing
people
attention
do it.
It
feels
to
like
it.
You, just, oh, you just
all we're talking about, that's why you want the doubloons.
What,
how much, how many dollars is a doubloon?
I think one doubloon is equal to, like, 75 American cents. But again...
So you want $2.25. Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Great, thank you.
What's your Venmo?
I don't have Venmo. You're not allowed it if you don't have an American bank.
So you
bank
want me
account.
To go to a bank?
You're getting further away from what this is.
Anyway.
Anything else? Like, I'll go do that in a second, but like,
listen,
are you okay?
You do whatever you want.
I will.
I don't like to talk about it.
Are you demure?
Close.
You're shy.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I am.
You were yelling,
shy.
Me about, yelling at me about
no, demure. No, it's only because you got me stressed out. I'm a little shy.
You're a shy pirate.
I'm a pirate,
yes.
But I'm a little shy.
That's funny.
Or a shyrit for sure. Cut that.
You keep saying cut that after all your best lines.
Hmm?
Forget it. We do have to probably move on.
Yeah, this okay. has been too funny and fruitful. Let's move on to shoving carrots up a doll's ass or something.
All right, welcome to HeadGum Podcast Lip Dubs. This is a commercial for Jardiance. which is a chronic kidney disease medication. I saw this over the weekend and it screamed HeadGum Podcast to me. I don't want to make fun of the disease of chronic kidney disease, so instead we'll just say Jardiance is a medication and we'll lip dub what it is.
Okay.
Ready? So let's start with Allie.
Oh, whoa, just didn't see you there.
Giant gut.
Sorry, I was just hanging out on the park bench waiting for the bus to come, but now I have a little bit to take a stroll because I'm on my own time. If you're unemployed, you can use your day however you want, and that's one of the joys. So if you want, if you have slow progression of the CKD, why don't you CK come be with me on the park bench where I hang out every day with my family.
Still another and, two and, still a half. Going.
And then I also can do stretches with all my friends. And you might be wondering, huh, am I thirsty? No, because I just had a drink. And this is kind of what I bring to the table in the park where things can be
this
fun
is,
for
sorry,
the unemployed.
This is supposed to be a medication commercial still.
I don't know. So take this pill. And chew it real good. Num, num, num. Kick it, and then you'll make it.
Kick it, and then you'll make it.
That's just like me. A winner. See?
It's an analyte for oxycodone.
hang out with me and my family there.
All right, so...
Terrible.
I'm sorry. It's like really hot in here. I feel like
it's
I'm not understanding instructions.
No, no. The instructions are very clear.
I'm sweating. They're not.
But you know what? I will say that what you just did made it once again funnier. Here
well,
we go.
How did you envision it going?
You're looking at me.
No, wait, what were you going to say?
Do something. All right, Amir, you're up next. You can't say what the medication is for, and then at the end, we'll figure
it's hot, but also the lights are bright, so
here
it's like
go.
Giving us a migraine. Allie, same exact ad. Same
lift
exact
up, lift
ad.
Up. Yeah, no, it's for Jardiance. Yeah.
Hi. Are you wondering what this giant text says? So am I. I haven't been able to read since I was 7, and I'm 182, so the last article I read was about the Civil War. Yes. So if you're looking to slow the progression of, oh, we're moving way, way, way too fast. My glasses are not helping me out. Hey, kids, don't touch me. My bones are brittle. I'm so old. Help me stretch. Tai Chi. Glug, glug, glug. There's gin in here. Don't tell grandma the babysitter's dead. Here I go, moving slower than ever before. A goal. I can finally die. Yay! And me. If anybody asked, I died of natural causes and nothing else. Goodbye,
so,
everybody.
Grace, you're up.
Same again?
You know it.
Yes.
All right. You know what? If you're not going
to
take
it
seriously.
It's hard to go third because the ad is the same. Yes. Leave that in.
We are going to have to move on.
Are you not going
to
do one yourself?
No, I do feel like...
You've got all the juice squeezed from the lemon?
No, there was more, but you just kind of... you grabbed it and you ate the rind.
Hmm. Okay, well, I did think that that was fun, and I thought the park thing was fun.
Yeah, 2 for 2 so far.
Just give you feedback in the moment.
Welcome to...
Better than the last episode we did.
They're not all going to be winners. This is a segment I like to call Skip the Song a Second. Welcome to Bean Curdle. This is Wordle, but for different types of tofu.
Thank God we stopped playing that improv game.
Why don't you guess first then?
Edamame?
Edamame. It's not going to be enough words, dude.
Letters, you mean?
My brain is so broken.
It's different kinds of beans?
Different kinds of tofu.
Different kinds of tofu.
All I know is agadashi tofu.
That's agadashi. Not enough letters.
With an S at the end.
Agadashis.
Yeah.
All right. So there is a D in there. There is going to be a D, but it's not going to be there.
That's the only tofu I know.
That's funny.
Not really.
Keep guessing.
I only know like the silky one, and then there's a soft one.
Curd.
Yeah, curd.
Soft one.
Then there's a hard one.
Okay. You can guess any 9-letter word, and it might get you closer.
I know. This is how it always comes to this.
Yeah.
What's a 9-letter word?
What could possibly be more
happiness
entertaining on your phone? Happiness. Double letters twice in that. Oh, but we did get an N, and we know now that there's an E. The N is going to be there for sure. Dead silence.
It's so long and hard to think of words that are tofus.
Can you do silkened?
Silk end.
E.
Why?
Wow.
Not a word, but for some reason it accepted it.
I can't get a letter in edgewise.
So the E and the N are there for sure.
Okay.
E-N.
And potentially there's at least one other E or potentially multiple E's. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
It seems like there's multiple E's.
And you only have 3 more guesses. So.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I only know the one type of tofu, which is regular tofu.
Yeah, okay. I only know tofu. Okay. Jardians.
Oh, well, you just guessed a bunch of the... Jeff, that was such a waste. We already had the D and the E and the N.
Jardians! We got the R where it needs to be. I just helped a lot.
Yeah, that's
I'm not
good.
Even supposed to guess because I know what the word is.
Is it a word that we know or is it like a type of tofu we've never heard of before?
You know this word.
It's aggradacious. Let's guess a word that starts with D. Dominion.
Dominion.
Yes.
What about dominions?
Ugh, awful.
Awful, but you did get an M. You know there's an M in there.
Yeah.
I guess I only know my three tofus.
Okay, silky, soft, okay. And hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Is it R-M-E-N? Is that the middle 4 letters?
Could be.
And the D's not there.
Fermented?
Oh my God.
Oh! Yeah! Wow.
Savage.
That was so good.
Did know the words.
So you just saw it in your head all of a sudden?
Him saying the letters. I don't know. It just made sense.
Don't look at the screen for a second.
Okay. Yep.
Start of every good game.
Here we go. All right. Round 2.
Is this also a type of tofu?
It's all going to be tofu. The whole thing is bean curdle. Okur?
Silky?
Okurd. Okay. Silky.
Silken.
Silken, that's good.
Silk. What?
E-N.
Oh!
Wow. I didn't think it was that because you wanted to write silky. You set us up to fail.
I don't want to encourage you to get it right.
Dr. Reverend Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
What did you just say?
Drag queen that I love.
Oh, nice. All right, look away from the screen again for a second. Everyone look away from the screen, of course.
Do you have a drag name?
Oh, like, yeah. It would be Jenny Sequa. Wow.
What does that mean?
Like je ne sais quoi.
Oh, that's funny. Jenny Sequa. That's funny.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yeah.
This is going to be another type of bean curd.
How many letters?
Peanuts.
Okay. Peanuts. All right. So there's an E there. Okay. There is going to be an A and a U as well.
Mm.
Don't overthink it.
Devour?
Devour. Nope.
Not enough letters.
This game sucks, man. What do you want us to say? You're not giving us anything.
Seven letters. It can be any word, and then you got fermented. You think you can't get this one?
Re-upload. Fuck.
Okay. Well, not a word, okay, but it did so accept it.
It's not refried.
Re-something with an L. There is an A. There is a U.
Remoulade?
No.
Wait, put it in, you asshole.
Nice. Wow, that was really good.
Thank you. He was going to cut it out.
It shouldn't have accepted re-upload or remula.
No, remoulade fit with the D.
Remoulade's supposed to have an E at the end. And there's an O, actually, between the M and the L.
Pretty sure it's not gulag.
Regular.
What the fuck is wrong?
Regular. Yeah, when you... Re-gulag when you need to gulag again.
Oh, yeah. I need re-gulagging. Didn't peek.
All right, look away from the screen.
Can't believe the types.
All right, here we go. Guys, this one's going to be tough. This one's going to be tough.
This is all tough. Is the word tough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six letters.
Six-letter word.
Yeah, I think
for
it's
a type
tough.
Of tofu, and we've had fermented silken and regular.
So now we have the hard one left.
Okay. Horse?
Horse.
Course. With an A.
The O is going to be right there. There is an A, but it's not where that is. Right?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Just guess.
It
doesn't have to be right yet.
Oh, we could have tried goatsy. It's the same. But don't, because we know it's the same letters, basically. Oh,
how
it's not
is
a word.
That? But remoulade spelled wrong, it takes.
Boiled? No, there's no. No. Oh, fuck.
Oh, we learned there's.
You got a D.
A
D. By the way, anything you say as if it's a guess is like automatically going. You don't get to be like, no, never mind.
Yeah, clearly.
Not clearly. That wasn't made clear until just now.
You suck!
Donate.
Correct!
You donate. Can give tofu to anyone.
Dough.
The D and the O is there. Dough. There's also an A and there's also an N.
Domain.
Very interesting.
So the
N is at the end. D and the O at the beginning.
And the A is before the N.
The A is either before the N or
it's
right
not,
after the
it's
O.
It's definitely right before the N.
Okay.
So D O something something A N.
Do I know the word?
Yeah. Do we know the word?
Probably not. That's why this is the hardest one.
Is it doxing?
I will. Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a type of tofu.
It's a type of bean curd, I would say, not just tofu. No, I would say my hint is that you're on the right track.
P-H-O-N-E-Y. Well, that did nothing.
Okay, I guess here we are.
We've got this.
We have one more.
My hint is that this is absolutely correct. You just have to figure out what letters are in between.
No, we know how the game works.
Well, you didn't know for sure that it was A-N, and my
is
hint is that it is A-N.
No, we know it is
it's
A-N.
It's not a place. It's
we
a tofu.
It had to be A-N, because the A couldn't go in one of the two other spots.
It could go
no,
where the first
couldn't.
X is.
No, it couldn't. Look at the top line.
Okay.
Is that A-N?
Well, I didn't synthesize that.
I...
Yeah.
guys.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be so disappointing when he says the word and it's like Dafwan. And we're like, yeah, we didn't know that.
Let's do it. Let's go Dafwan.
It won't even fucking take it.
Is there, it's is not it, a word. Is it UAN?
This is hard.
This sucks.
And I'm confused why, what, so, okay.
Doquan.
What is it?
Q-U-A-N. Difference between
being tofu and a bean curd.
Tofu is bean curd.
What?
We're melting.
It's hot. We're tired. We all slept poorly.
Give us one of the two letters.
G.
Which one?
G, I you said wish one I knew of the word.
No, but is it third or fourth?
Dugan.
Dugan. How do you spell Dugan?
Well, it wouldn't be because it's double O and we know there's not enough.
Where's the G? Okay. We still don't know it.
Yeah. Dougan?
D-O-U-G-A-N?
A Dugan?
Nice.
Oh, you didn't win it. You did not win it. But.
No celebration.
You got it.
What is it?
You got it phonetically.
What is it, Dugan?
Dugan tofu. It's a thick, dense Chinese bean curd loaf.
That's cool.
With a ton of seasonings and flavors.
Yum.
Leave that in.
Guys, there's one more. You got to look away from the screen.
No!
You seriously have to look away from the screen. Here we go. Last one.
Squirt.
Squirt?
Yeah.
There is an S. Holy there is an I. There is a T. But the S is at the front and the other ones are not where they are.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
Sticky.
Really good.
Sticky?
Yeah.
Really good.
Love that.
Sticky is exactly right. Wow. That's exactly right.
See, this is how you play the game. This is how you play it.
Good job, Grace.
Dugan.
You forgot her name. What's that?
Dugan was a fail.
But I told you that was going to be the hardest one.
Yeah.
You still basically got it. You got it phonetically. You just didn't get the spelling.
That's okay.
Yeah. Guys, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people towards? What do you want to plug?
Ellie and I are completely melted because of you.
I truly feel like this is the episode that people are going to unsubscribe from.
What?
You're Dramamine,
no,
man.
And I'm on it? No.
It's not because of you.
Not me.
Ellie, I promise you, it's not because of you.
No, not me.
No.
Make it Brad. At the very least, Will. It can't be me.
Not me.
And we're just ending on stinky tofu.
When you say it,
that's
like
the
you're in the driver's seat there.
I honestly think if I just close my eyes right now, I could fall asleep.
Oh, definitely.
I think I would fall asleep for sure.
I'm so
gluing
comfy.
Shit on paper.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/gluing shit on
yes,
paper.
Yes, gluing shit on paper. I have taken a quick hiatus because of technical difficulties, but I'm hoping to be back.
Yeah, get on your case about that.
Yeah, it's because it doesn't matter, but
no,
I couldn't
hear it.
I have a two camera setup and the two camera is my laptop and then my phone, which automatically connects when I open Steam. But one day it didn't automatically connect and I have watched YouTube tutorials and read guides and it won't reconnect. So I'm kind of at a standstill with kind of like promoting my art.
What about just the one camera like you when you started?
I don't who wants
back.
To see me?
A
I
want
to see
people.
The art.
You had the two cameras from the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had a vision from day one.
We'll figure it out.
We'll still follow her.
Yes.
For when you figure it out.
I'll be back.
And if you know how to fix that.
Yeah, if anyone know, actually,
comment.
Yeah. Because I'm not. Your pal Elle's having a hard time, you guys.
Pally, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Not listening at all.
And then my mom made an Instagram account for her mosaics.
Yay.
Called George Glass Mosaic. If you want to give a follow and support Julie.
Can you censor that one?
Absolutely not.
She's so sweet.
I support your mom.
She's really talented.
I don't know.
If anybody out there is like, maybe I want a votive.
Do you regret hiring Jeff as an intern?
Cut that.
Was a HeadGum original.